Hi, welcome to the fourth part of Microservices Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, we will discuss some essential microservices interview questions and answers that can help you get hired. So, let's get started. Question 61. What are the key benefits of using microservices over traditional monolithic architecture? Answer: Microservices-based architectures allow continuous deployment and delivery. Being smaller in size, microservices can be quickly built and delivered. It is a great fit in agile development as businesses don't have to wait to see the product. In microservice architecture, the individual services can be built in different languages like Scala or Java. Also, different microservices should be on different versions of the same language, like Java 8 and 9. Microservices are independent, thus, a microservice can be scaled up and down independently of other microservices. Question 62. How to monitor microservices? Answer: Spring Boot Actuator is an effective tool to monitor metrics, counters for an individual microservice. However, if we have multiple microservices, it is difficult to monitor them individually. We can utilize open-source tools like Grafana, Prometheus, or Kibana to monitor multiple microservices. Prometheus is a pull-based monitoring tool. It contains metrics at provided intervals, displays them, and also trigger alerts. Grafana or Kibana are dashboard tools used for visualizing and monitoring data. When there is a large number of microservices with dependencies, we can use Dynatrace, AppDynamics, and New Relic that will draw dependencies amongst microservices. Question 63. Define SOA? Answer: Service-oriented architecture, abbreviated as SOA, is a way to make software components reusable through service interfaces. The interfaces use common communication standards in a way that they can be incorporated rapidly into new applications without performing deep integration each time. Question 64. Explain the service discovery in the microservice architecture? Answer: Service discovery means finding a service provider's network location. There are two service discovery patterns, which are as follows. First one is client-side discovery pattern. In this, clients are responsible for determining the network locations of the available service instances and load balancing requests near them. The client will query the service registry and database of available service instances. Here, the client uses a load balancing algorithm to choose the available service instances and then make a request. And second one is server-side discovery pattern. In this, clients send requests to a load balancer, and the load balancer, in turn, queries from the registry to determine which provider's location to send. Question 65. What is the meaning of CQRS? Answer: CQRS stands for Command Query Responsibility Segregation. It is a pattern first described by Greg Young. It enables you to use different models to update information and read information. As the name suggests, we split an application into two parts, command side and query side. First one is, commands can change an object or entity's state, also known as modifiers or mutators. And second one is, queries return an entity's state and don't change anything. It is also called accessors. Question 66. Explain the term DDD in microservices? Answer: DDD, or domain-driven design, is a software design technique for understanding and solving complexity. It provides an avenue for facilitating highly cohesive system development through bounded contexts. Microservices encourages to focus service boundaries on the business domain boundaries. DDD and microservices are used together for a service-oriented design to reap the benefits of continuous delivery and integration. Question 67. Explain what is cross-browser testing? Answer: Cross-browser testing refers to a method of quality assurance for websites and applications across multiple browsers. In simple terms, it ensures your website's quality on different screens. It is implemented to ensure a website's design and functionality by testing it on a wide range of devices and operating system being used in the market. Since the screen size, resolution, browser version, and OS versions all change, it contributes to how someone will view your website or application. This makes cross-browser testing indispensable for understanding different user experiences. Question 68. What is component testing? Answer. Component testing is a software testing type wherein the testing is performed separately on every individual component without integrating with other components. It is also called module testing when viewed from an architecture perspective. Question 69. What are the drawbacks of microservices? Answer. As microservices heavily depend on messaging, one can face certain problems. Communication can be difficult without using automation and advanced agile methodologies. You need to introduce DevOps tools like APM tools, CI or CD servers, and configuration management platforms to manage the network. It is best suited for companies who already use those methods. However, the adoption of additional requirements can be challenging for smaller companies. Question 70. How to integrate Zol with other projects? Answer. Zol can be integrated with other Netflix services called Hystrix. It enables tolerance of several types of faults commonly present in Eureka. By tolerating different faults, service discovery is made easier within microservices. One can use it to manage routing tables and effective load balancing across the system. Question 71. How can Docker help in a microservice architecture? Answer. With Docker, you can build applications independent of the host environment. As you have microservices architecture, you can encapsulate each into Docker containers. Being lightweight in resource-isolated environments, Docker container can help you build, ship, maintain, and deploy your application. Question 72. What are Spring Cloud annotations and configuration? Answer. There are different Spring Cloud annotations and configurations which are as follows. 1. At the rate enable Eureka server annotation enables you to register microservices to the Spring Cloud. 2. At the rate enable discovery client annotation allows you to query the discovery server to find microservices. 3. Spring provides an intelligent REST template for service discovery and load balancing through at the rate load balanced annotation with the REST template instance. Question 73. Name some key features of API Gateway? Answer. Some of the main features of API Gateway are 1. Path rewriting. 2. Hystrix Circuit Breaker Edition for resiliency. 3. Spring Cloud Discovery and Client Integration. Last and fourth one is Request Rate Limiting. Question 74. What is the difference between authorization and authentication? Answer. Authentication. Before disclosing any confidential data or information, the authentication system checks and identifies a user. It is essential to preserve sensitive data for interfaces or systems where the user can access it. Thereon, the user claims a person's or organization's identity like password, username, fingerprint, or other credentials. The application layer deals with the authentication and non-repudiation problems. The inefficient method for authentication greatly impacts a service's availability. On the other hand, the authorization method is used to accurately determine which authorizations an authenticated user is granted. The authorization is only provided when a user identity is guaranteed before, then after checking the entries stored in the databases and tables, the user access list is established. Question 75. What do you understand by WireMock? Answer. WireMock refers to a simulator for HTTP-based APIs. Some consider it as a mock server or service virtualization tool. It allows you to remain productive when an API you depend on isn't complete or doesn't exist. It supports testing of failure modes and edge cases that the real API may not reliably produce. Question 76. List down the characteristics of a good microservice? Answer. Good microservices have the following aspects. 1. Loose coupling. An individual microservice knows a little or nothing about other services. It is much independent, so any change made into a microservice does not require a change in the other microservices. 2. Highly cohesive. Being highly cohesive, each microservice can independently provide a set of behavior. 3. Bounded context. Microservices act as the bounded context in a domain. Thus, it communicates with the rest of the domain through an interface for that bounded context. 4. Business capability. Microservices add the business capability to a system individually. It is like a small part of the big picture. 5. Continuous delivery. A good microservice is built in a way so that it can be continuously deployed and integrated into production. It accelerates the speed of feature deployment to production. 6. Backward compatibility. Multiple versions of a microservice can exist in the production. Therefore, any new version of a microservice should provide backward compatibility to the clients. 7. Stateless. Good microservices keep a service stateless to ensure less dependency between the calls. Question 77. What are the main things to keep in mind during the integration of microservices? Answer. Here are a few important things to keep in mind during the integration of microservices. 1. Technology-agnostic APIs. Build microservices in a technology-agnostic way. It will help integrate multiple microservices. The technology implementation can get changed with time, but the interface between the microservices remains the same. 2. Breaking changes. Every microservice change should not become the breaking change for a client. One should minimize the impact of a change on the existing client, so the client doesn't have to change the code to adapt to the microservices changes. 3. Implementation hiding. Microservices should hide their internal implementation details from one another. It helps in minimizing the coupling between microservices integrated for a common solution. And fourth one is, simple to use. A microservice must be simple to use for the consumers, so the integration points are also simpler. It should facilitate clients to choose their technology stack. Question 78. Which communication type is preferred between synchronous or asynchronous in microservices? Answer. Synchronous communication refers to a blocking call, wherein the client blocks himself from doing anything until the response comes back. In asynchronous communication, the client moves ahead with work after making an asynchronous call. Thus, the client is not blocked. In synchronous communication, microservices can provide an instant response regarding success or failure. So synchronous service is beneficial and effective in real-time systems. In asynchronous communication, a service reacts based on a response received in the future. Synchronous systems are also called request/response-based, while asynchronous systems are known as event-based. Synchronous microservices are not loosely coupled. Microservices can choose anything from synchronous communication or asynchronous communication, depending on the business needs. Question 79. What is the difference between choreography and orchestration in microservices? Answer. Choreography and orchestration differ in the two main aspects of independence and control. 1. Choreography, where microservices work independently but in coordination with each other, using events or queues. Here the workflow or control of the saga is determined by a predefined set of events or queues. 2. Orchestration. In this, a conductor or orchestrator controls microservices. It enables a centralized workflow or control of the saga. The orchestrator or conductor can be centralized for all the workflows or sagas or distributed as individual services for each workflow or saga. Thus, it provides different levels of independence to each microservice. Question 80. What do you mean by semantic versioning? Answer. Semantic versioning refers to a versioning scheme for using meaningful version numbers. It mainly deals with how API versions compare in terms of backward compatibility. Semantic versioning is meaningless without a well-defined model of how the API can be extended and evolve over time. It needs to be a part of an API design and documentation and managed as an essential aspect of the general API management approach. Thank you for listening to our podcast.